I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The American Farm Bureau Federation has a list for Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack as the USDA works to solve supply chain problems caused by the pandemic. The list includes efforts to modernize the packing and processing sectors of meat production and flexibilities for agricultural haulers and the overall trucking industry. Also high on the Farm Bureau's list of possible solutions is that the USDA and Congress address workforce concerns, including program costs, year-round access to the H-2A visa program, and to resolve ongoing trade concerns with China. Earlier this year, agricultural producers testified before the House Committee on Agriculture about supply chain challenges they face. Perry Cooper is executive director of the Georgia Organic Peanut Association. She says the organic grower in the Southeast faces the challenge of scale.
It's been very hard for us to incentivize folks to get certified when we can't certify the supply chain. There is just not a scale-appropriate supply chain, and folks that are scale-appropriate, there's no incentive or support for them to go through the certification process. That's been a huge barrier.
COVID-19 unveiled weaknesses in ag supply chains across the country. Consumers turned to small and local ag producers to fill the gaps, but small producers say they were unaware of programs designed to assist them. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.